got you tune my guitar, and I'm gonna tell the people about me. When I was a little girl born, they didn't name me, didn't give me a name. I didn't have a name. My mother and father didn't name me. They disputed over name to name me. Mother wanted to name one name, my father another. So they disagreed. My mother called me Babe. The family called me Sis and Little Sis. So I got that name till I was old enough to go to school. Teacher called a roll. She says, Little Sis Nevels. She said, don't you have a name? I said, yes. She said, what? I said, Elizabeth. So I named myself. I bet you no one in here have done that but me. I don't wear a got Elizabeth. It's just the name come to me, and I name myself Elizabeth. And I have the name of Libba, too. That's from the Seeger family when I worked there. The little, Michael's little baby sister, Penny, we call her, named Penelope, but we call her Penny for short. And she couldn't say Elizabeth. And she would say to me one day, I can't say Elizabeth. She says, I'm going to call you Libba. I said, well, that's all right. Now, what must I call you? And I began to say, peaches, strawberry, no. I said, no. I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you honey. She said, well, you call me honey, and I call you Libba. So that's the name I got the whole time I worked at the Seeger family. The little friends would come in, and they'd never say Elizabeth. They'd say, hi, Libba. Then I want to tell you, too, about me playing then. See, I worked at the Seeger family for a long time, until she passed. But the way I got acquainted with her, I want to tell you people this is true, too. This is a true story. I applied for work at an apartment house store, and they give me a job to sell dolls. I just applied for a job for holidays, like Christmas and New Year's. And my job was to sell the dolls. So the lady walked in the store one day, and I looked at this lady. I said, ooh, what a fine little lady. I wished I could work for her. I didn't tell anyone that. I just made a big wish. Just wished it deep in my heart. I really meant it. I said, I wished I could work for that lady. She looked like a good lady. So she come in and bought two dolls. She never seen me, and I had never seen her either. We didn't know one another. And while she was waiting for the doll to get wrapped, the oldest little girl, Michael Seeger's little sister, Peggy, got lost in the store. And I found the child. She was just jerking all over. She was crying so hard. So when I brought her in to her mother, here's the words the mother said to me without any other question. She says, have you worked here long? I says, no. She said, if you ever decide to stop working here, here's my number. Give me a ring. Now, you see how quick that wish come to pass? Now, I'm telling you friends this. If you want something real bad or really mean it, just wish it with all your heart and soul. That's what I did, and it come to pass about 10 minutes. So I stopped working there, and I called her. She told me to come out. When I got there, she put me to work, and I worked about 9 or 10 years in the family until she passed. And the way she was a music teacher. The teachers, Mr. Seeger, Michael's father, he was also a music teacher. And Mrs. Seeger used to have her students to come in the home and teach them. And I was around so much music and heard so much music all the time. Something said to me, you used to play a guitar. I just forgot I could play because I left Stella down in Chapel Hill and come to Washington. And I was not around anyone to play because I did day work, and you know, you don't hear no guitar then. So working for Mrs. Seeger and hearing all this music, Peggy kept her guitar hanging in the kitchen. When Mrs. Seeger would start, when I'd hear the piano start, I'd reach up and get the guitar, go in a room and close the door, and I'd go in there and begin to pick a little bit, my song that I used to play, my blues, where the deacon stopped me from playing. And I played them and began to enjoy them. And I don't know how long I'd been playing this guitar before I was caught playing it one day. That was Peggy and Michael. And they said, well, we didn't know you could play a guitar. And I didn't say anything because I was playing on Peggy's guitar and I didn't ask her, could I play it? So I just stood there, I didn't say anything. She said, what were you playing? I said, Freight Train. She says, play it again, it suddenly sounded pretty. Well, I played and sang it for her. She said, could you learn me how to play that? And I said, yes. And then her and Mike, I began to teach them the way I play it. I said, I don't know notes. I never had no lessons. I don't know notes. I don't know chords or anything. But if you do what I tell you to do, you'll play it just like me. So they did. They played three or four of my songs and played them just like I play them because I showed them how I play it. That's cotton picking style. So that's how I started performing again. Just that. Now I'm not sticking that, I want to play this. What is this here, Mr.
Vestapole.
Vestapole.